Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
One o'clock hour on Cody and Gold. It's a Friday, so it's Fan Club Friday. It's a game day. Chiefs, Chargers tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 4 o'clock. That means drinks. That means means Carrington Harrison only has a 2-hour show today. I will give him credit, though. C-Dot showed up on time.
I said you can't call McCaffrey for not going to Columbia and then not appear on this show.
He's here. He's wearing his Missouri gear, not Red Friday Chiefs gear. That's okay.
It's not Red Friday to me. It might be Red Friday to you. Yeah. They haven't played each other for 14 years. I mean, I know you haven't attended any of these games between these two schools of late when they've played each other, but I have been going to these games. So, you know, I'm excited to be here, man. I'm excited to get you back on board with supporting KU before basketball season. Normally your KU fandom starts around late night. So I'm happy that you're getting a good start, man. This rivalry has really brought a lot of us together. So I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me. I also want to let it be known, I know this is the fan club. I am not a fan of this show, nor am I in you guys' club, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, could you guys do me a favor? If you know someone listening, just text someone you know and tell them to listen to the show. And honestly, if you could text two, please do that as well. If you could,
Thank you.
Let them know to listen to Cody and Gold.
Is this because of the us revealing the kiss cam video?
You know what?
I think our boss did that more than
this week started before the kiss cam happened. It started Carrington on Tuesday, I think it was, started throwing out lies, saying he had tickets to the game for me in Columbia, and that I turned it down because I was afraid. And to this minute, at 1:03 on Friday, you have yet to send me my ticket and my parking pass. I called you and said, hey, go ahead. I'll take the tickets and parking pass. You never offered me tickets once this entire week. So that was a lie. And then it built up from there. And then bad luck for you that same night the kiss cam rejection happened.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is the thing, Cody, to maybe give you a little bit more of a backstory. Alex knows this person.
This person is also a
KU alum. I'm starting was all orchestrated.
Be a pretty good plan,
and
wouldn't it?
Plotted
that would be
on
sick.
By Alex Gold.
The only way I believe it is a plan is if Alex was on the kiss cam with her getting a kiss on Saturday. Because then you're just in.
I did have somebody text me and say you should have tried to get on the kiss cam the next night with some hot chick and
just anybody and giving you a kiss on the kiss cam.
Yeah,
that'd be cold behavior.
You set yourself up. Now, Drew's been defending you, I will say. I don't know why.
So whose side are you on?
He thinks that you weren't trying to get a kiss, and we're like, you admitted to getting denied from the kiss.
Because this is the thing.
Drew's trying to play both sides here.
Drew's the only honest person on this show. I've listened to the show in passing. You know, it's not something I actively do.
He just was a little too honest.
I listened to it in passing. And Drew is, he's a stand-up individual. I used to feel that way about Cody. But you know what? Being around you has really changed. Cody and I have always had a great relationship, great friends, somebody I can rely on, depend on. You know, a great Roo. But
he's part of the University of Missouri school system. So.
Yeah, but just more he's been around you. It's just it's really corrupted what was a pure soul, good person.
I could have had Carrington, you come talk to the clash. You could have talked to a University of Missouri school system clash.
You never invited me. I'm happy to do it.
You can't talk about lies though. When in the text line points out, as CDOT admitted that he hasn't actually offered Alex the tickets.
And I offered you early. If this is the thing.
No, you never offered pair of tickets once.
Cody, can we at least acknowledge this? If the only way you'll go to the game is for free,
you're changing the goalpost.
You don't
really
want to go to the game.
I don't think Alex wants to.
You're moving the goalpost. I said I'm not spending any money that goes to the University of Missouri or in Columbia. That is true. That is a fact. I did say that. That is my honest opinion. You have said you offer me tickets because I don't want to go to Columbia, Missouri. I have no interest.
But I guess I just don't understand. Like, it's not like you're going. I would understand if you had a stance of this was Missouri playing Mississippi State. Your team is participating.
I have no reason to go.
This is
a
big game. Yeah. This is the biggest game on your schedule.
You haven't answered the question, though. We just aren't going to get to the answer.
If the previous rivalry between these two teams was always, let's just say it was rated 100 out of 100. It was a great all-time rivalry. 14 years off, where is it now?
This is the thing. We're going to talk about this a little bit more later. Is it's never going to be the same for us is because we've had 30-something years of memories and back and forth. Like, we have to allow this new generation of Missouri and KU fan to experience the stuff that we had. Like, Alex and I remember what it was like to go to school the day after the Christian Moody.
Sure.
Or go to school.
We remember
the
when
next
they didn't call
after.
A foul, right?
I mean, there's players in this rivalry this week saying, oh, I didn't even know the historical context. Like, there's these kids don't know. They were, what, 8 years old the last time they played?
Yeah, but we say they don't know. Missouri has played Kansas 4 times over the last 15 years in football or basketball. They have a chant that they do at every game in which it is encouraged for them to chant blank KU. These kids understand that we don't like them. So, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, we just got to allow them to get their own heroes
have
and their
a
own
of
stories
games.
And their own memories.
But
from
the only
it.
Way that works is if the games become interesting. There's controversial foul calls. Jalen Daniels goes down and scores a touchdown to win it.
But you mean like beating them in the storm of the court last year? That's what I'm just saying.
No,
like, even interesting
I'm
things
saying
like
it's
that.
Gotta more, it's got to be more.
100%. You got to keep. But I'm saying that only happens over time and you playing
sure,
each other.
I wish this game was at Arrowhead. Honestly, like, all jokes aside.
Oh, you would go if it was at Arrowhead?
Probably,
yeah. He'll be there.
Absolutely.
Or if it was in Lawrence?
Maybe. Yeah, I'd be more likely to. I don't want to spend money in Columbia. I've been consistent on that. If it was at Arrowhead, I would 100% be there, though. Yes.
He says, you know, you kind of part-time vacation in Lawrence. He doesn't want to live that's that your, life. He doesn't want to be at Shakespeare this weekend.
I don't.
You like to play, but like when Kansas is not playing Missouri, you're a big Kansas guy.
You like
you're a big Kansas
Lawrence,
guy.
That's
you,
all.
You're a big fan of Lawrence.
I don't have a problem with Lawrence.
The only time you talk about Missouri is when Kansas
is
playing Missouri.
Can we just address a couple of things? And I'm happy to come on here and address a couple of things. I am a sports talk radio host. I now get made fun of for going to sporting events. It'd be like if I was a food critic, like, why are you going to eat there? Because that's my job. That's what I do. I enjoy it. It's an activity. And this whole you didn't go to Mizzou. A lot
well,
of
that's
people,
a fact. That's a fact.
But a lot of people listening have never lived in Kansas City, Missouri, and cheer for the Royals or the Chiefs. Well, why?
Pro team because, is way different. No. Way different.
Though? Because you grew up here.
Yeah, pro
you
team's
know
different.
Why I cheer for Missouri? Because I grew up in Missouri. So if you're saying is I'm less of a fan because I didn't choose to take my English classes at the University of
the
Missouri.
The context is going to be missing.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Missing the context. You can't call someone out for not wanting to support their school. Not going to Columbia when you didn't go to the school. That's if you're just general. If you're not throwing shade about how passionate someone's about their school that they went to, then we're not having the conversation.
Alex,
the minute you throw, the minute
to
you,
leave,
the minute you throw shots,
to leave with the loss.
The
I,
minute you throw
I think
shots
you're afraid
that way
to go to Columbia, repping Kansas. And walk out of the stadium with the feeling of my team lost. That's why I think you're afraid to
see,
go.
See, he doesn't even want to spend money in Columbia. He talks
about. I can't
about
believe
the
Rob is spending
spend
two
money.
Nights in Columbia. He's going there tonight.
Because Rob's real KU.
Wow.
True KU, tried and true. He's not afraid to walk into the lion's den. I can't wait to go part to the Lawrence next also, year I know in my can. Mizzou stuff.
Yeah, you didn't go to
M-I-Z after a touch. I can't wait. That's part of being a fan of the team. That's why you cheer for the team.
I
got to
say,
their
some
stadium
of this, you're going to be
old. And celebrate when we beat you guys.
You are setting up for some bad heartbreak if for whatever reason Kansas wins on Saturday. Yeah. This one's gonna hurt.
You've even though you've still ignored multiple questions. You've ignored multiple questions. That's fine. But I would say
I learned from this show.
I would say
I listen every day.
Though just in general with like where the rivalry is at and going to Columbia or not going to Columbia and everything like that. I do think, you know, for Kansas fans, this game, this go around, because their quarterback the first 2 weeks as well has looked very, very good. Like, the Philly, they got a legit shot to win this football game. This is not the same Kansas football team if they were playing 6 years ago, if they were playing 7 years ago. Like, Missouri 6.5-point favorites. I think
that's actually too big of a number.
You do agree. Okay.
Yeah, I think it should be like 3.5.
I think it's a much closer game than that. I think these teams, overall roster-wise, Missouri has the edge.
I think a noticeable edge. I think Missouri is
quarterback,
clearly more
Kansas
talented.
Has the better quarterback. I don't think there's
I'm not 100% convinced on that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not 100%. I mean, I actually think both Beulahs, I think they're pretty comparable in a lot of ways. I actually think Kansas's biggest advantage is I think that Eli Drinkwitz has an advantage Monday through Friday. I'm not really sure if Missouri has a noticeable advantage on the sideline on Saturday. Like, I think Lance
He's
Leipold
not a good in-game
is,
coach.
I think Lance Leipold is a really, really good coach. So if you're telling me in a rivalry game, which, I mean, I think we just saw yesterday between the Cowboys and the Eagles, like, if you put those two teams together, one team just ends up playing a little bit better than you think, and it ends up being a close game, a little bit closer than people expect. Like, that's kind of how I think this game is. I think it's a 27-20, 27-24, close in the fourth quarter. Missouri makes one or two plays because they're at home. I think it's that kind of game.
College football, the home atmosphere holds a lot of
sure.
weight.
Yeah, absolutely it does. It's a game changer. Game day should be there for this game tomorrow.
Because the home crowds are intense and, you know, they make it difficult for the opposing team and fan base.
You're about to sound like Drew. We got to white out at Arrowhead, otherwise the atmosphere's no good.
Yeah.
That's his stance, by the way. He thinks that Arrowhead needs to have whiteouts.
No, I didn't.
And the gimmick.
I said it would be cool if the Chiefs debuted new uniforms and they did a whiteout, or if they debuted all black uniforms, they did. They handed out black shirts to everybody. They did a blackout crowd. No. I think
Why
that
you
would
guys
be
let Drew
cool.
talk on the show.
Hey, you know what? See, now we get that question all the time.
Why do you guys let Drew talk?
He got kicked off his K-State fandom, which he adopted
you
immediately
guys are running
after
a tight
here.
Ship over
he's,
here. On
he's
the...
bounced around. We got in a whole heated argument weeks ago or a week ago
do,
about
do,
this
do,
whole
do,
thing.
Do
he
think
thinks
that
Arrowhead. He's never been to Arrowhead. Talking about going to games. He's never been to Arrowhead. He's talking about how they need to do T-shirt giveaways and Stripe.
Alex, you're not putting your man on. You got a residency at Arrowhead. You're not putting your man on.
Oh, we have offered plenty of opportunities to go.
Oh, he doesn't want to go.
Hang on,
okay.
Hang on, C-Dot. If you're going to call me out for not going to Arrowhead, I've been to more Wisconsin Badger games than you've been to KU games this year, Gold.
I was in Las Vegas for their home game.
I have
that's
been to
the
more
first ever
Wisconsin bad. I traveled
Carrington
to Madison.
Said that, Carrington. So a couple things.
I love start infighting on other people's shows.
Hold on,
real quick, once again, incorrect things are being thrown out.
Alex,
shocker.
You are fair weather for KU. That's fine.
That's not what it is at all.
No one's mad that you're fair weather.
You said the same thing yesterday on your show. You said Gold wasn't at the opening of the new booth. I was doing, Carrington? I was working on a trip. We were out of town. I was doing radio shows in Las Vegas that day. I was on a flight back. It was not physically possible for me
that
to be
is
at
a pass.
That game.
I'm telling you,
that's
right.
That's a fact. Not a pass. That's a fact.
I'm telling you right now,
Drew can go to a bunch of stadiums. If I had 10 schools to pick from, I also would make it to a game.
Drew made it to one Wisconsin game in 30 years of life, and he's like, I win.
I say, hey.
Drew did jump around one time.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's
been jumping around fan bases.
Alex had to watch the Turner Gill era at Lawrence. I don't think we have to put him down that bad.
Hey, in fairness, I've never lived in Madison. I've had to drive max, minimum 7 hours to get to where I'm going.
But you went, whatever. We're not going down the street. You went to Butler, but whatever. Anyway.
I did say that.
Just the same as C-Dot didn't go to Missouri. You can root for a team that you didn't go to. It is possible.
I'll at least give Carrington, I can't believe I'm about to say this, credit that he has one school he likes.
I only like Wisconsin, but I wear other schools' gear because I think it's cool. I don't understand what the problem is. Like, if I have Butler University gear, if they play Wisconsin, I'm rooting for the Wisconsin Badgers because I've always been that fan. I've been a Wisconsin Badger fan longer than I have a Butler been a
I'm
Butler Bulldog.
I'm just mad 2K's not going to put Drew. UMKC
Thank
in the
you.
Game. You know?
I love
not
even college football.
Drew, why don't you come over to the drive where you'll be appreciated? Because I'm not sure if you're being appreciated here.
I'm appreciated by Alex and Cody.
Maybe Cody.
Dang. All
right. I told you, I'm mad that 2K is not even going to have UMKC in there. Oh, we're just going to do 100 schools.
That is
ridiculous. You're leaving out the room?
Wait, ridiculous. What's going on?
2K.
Okay.
EA dropped out of the college basketball game. They said they're not going to do it. So 2K is the only one that's going to have it. And they said, we'll do like 100 schools.
Well, that's not. They're calling it a college basketball experience is what they're calling it. It's the dumbest thing.
UMKC is getting left out.
Which is preventing EA from doing they're not able to do a game at all because 2K is paying enough schools where they're like, yeah, we want to stay with 2K instead of be a part of
the show's
going
to go to a Ruse game this year. You want to come?
You know what? I'm not surprised that Alex is going to go to a Ruse game before he goes to a KU game. I'm not surprised. I'm telling you.
I didn't say he wouldn't get to a KU game first.
I'm going to the West Virginia game. What are we doing?
Oh, you are? I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
Going to the KU West Virginia game. Sure. I couldn't. For those asking, why did I go to the Wagner game, other than the fact that it was Wagner, is the fact that last Friday I was invited with some friends to go to the Royals game weeks and weeks ago. So I have plenty of reasons why I didn't make it to the first two games.
We asked this. The Royals are only two games back of wild card spot after the win yesterday.
They could have been up in the wild card if they just taken care of business. Yeah.
This is an absolutely brutal night. You got a Friday night, but you got to go up against the Chiefs. First game of the season. I said, how many people in Kansas City do you think if you offered them 20 Crown Club seats for their friends and family would go to the game tonight versus watch the Chiefs game?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people. If you're telling me, like, I would say if you're turning down the Crown Club, then you just simply haven't been to the Crown Club. Like, we're not talking about the Diamond Club or right behind the dugout. Like, if you offer me Crown Club for me and my friends
tonight, you're going?
I will. It's week one of the NFL regular season. You know what? I'll be okay. I'll be all right. I'll watch it later. I got no problem watching it later.
You just watch on DVR.
And you guys already know, in the Crown Club, you can go inside whenever you want and watch television. Throw the Chiefs on.
But you'd want to be just sitting in there the whole time watching the Chiefs game, though. So then you're not watching the Royals game at all at that point, you know?
It is early September, and we think the Chiefs are going to play until late January. I will happily, if you guys can set that up right now, we can do this experiment right now. I will take the 20 Crown
Club tickets. This actually goes back to like the very beginning of the whole argument about going to games or not. Like, truthfully, some of this is, and I think you've even said this on your show in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, but you, when it comes to college sports, that's where you're more of like a true fan. You view like your job and everything a little bit differently on the NFL and stuff. And so for me, I am way more of an NFL fan than I ever have been as a college fan.
Yeah,
that's just different. And like, just like Drew, he's more of a college football guy than an NFL guy. That's fine. Yeah. So some of that also goes back to this whole weekend thing as well. Like, I like way more into not missing a single snap of a Chiefs game than I ever have been for a dribble of a KU basketball game or a KU football game. That's just the reality for me.
Yeah, I mean, at least for me. I mean, I haven't been to a Chiefs game since before COVID. I mean,
so there you go. So it's just reversed. So it's the same thing.
The Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl the last time. I don't really have much of a desire to go to NFL games. I think it's like some of it is, it's such a time commitment to go to an NFL game. And if you make the decision to go to one NFL game, you have basically said, I don't want to watch any of the other games today. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to kind of keep up with the league. Where with college, to me, I don't know. I still really, really enjoy it. And like I tell you this all the time, like on a personal, professional level, I don't have any issues with Kansas. Like, their basketball program has always been great to me. The football program has always been great to me in the show.
Just fans.
I don't like their fans at all. Like, not even a little bit. In fact, I want their fan base to experience unhappiness at every single turn. I want KU to miss the NCAA tournament. I want them to finish 7th in the Big 12. I want you to miss bowl games. Yes, not because I'm rooting against the 19-year-olds. It's because I like what that means to Alex Gold when he has to come on here and explain. That's what warms my spirit. Well, last year,
the feeling is definitely
7th seed in basketball, and knowing that basketball wasn't fun for you last year, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same feeling I had when last year you thought Missouri was going to the college football playoff and they didn't. And by week four, you were screwed. I enjoy the same thing. And like how confident you are about tomorrow. I can't wait to see your reaction. In fact, we've seen it before, though.
I mean, you could see my reaction if you went to the game, but
no, I'm sure they'll put you up on the Jumbotron and embarrass you that way instead.
They do a kiss cam at Missouri games?
I don't think they do, actually. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Probably a good idea in Columbia. You don't want to do a kiss cam there. That's probably a good idea.
I still feel like I was really set up. Sabotaged.
Sabotage. I love this segment. This has been so much fun. Like, and it just invented wildly
entertaining. There's a lot of hate Missouri and Kansas, man. It goes
it's
way
dig
back.
After dig
Drew
dig
said he didn't realize until he's a huge college fan. He said he didn't realize until he got here how
big rivalry. I didn't realize how much people genuinely hate each other.
I think when you go back to the Civil War, that speaks enough for the rivalry. Cool.
I agree.
By the
that
way,
makes sense.
How's the documentary coming? Tell people again if they don't know.
I also want to point out that I asked Alex to be in the doc. He declined to be in
you
the
asked,
doc.
I mean, if you want me to really pull back the curtain?
Cody, did you not see when I said ask him the one day to be
there?
You
didn't ask if he could record that day, but
do you
I don't
want me to really,
anything
do you want me to really pull back the curtain?
What happened?
You asked last minute, hey, in 3 hours, can you meet me somewhere? The same way you asked Fesco. Fesco is what? You asked us to come on a Friday night in the middle of training camp at 7:30 to meet you somewhere to record something, to talk about how much I hated Missouri.
It was before then, and I just kind of like this. I didn't really get the sense that you really wanted to do it. You know, like
I didn't.
Usually,
you thought it was a courtesy.
Yeah, usually it's just like a hey, we need you to do something. Like when Alex or when Cody asked me to come on the fan club, I didn't come up with the oh well, it's during show prep time. No, because I'm
Carrington,
I'm a
this is the first time we've
player.
Gotten you on a fan club in months because you usually have bailed on us.
I'm a team player.
In fairness, Briscoe's doing half your work today, so you're getting off easy today.
Yeah, that's what today I had nothing but free time. Happy to do it. You know, I moved my schedule around to be sure that I could be here.
I was like, you got nowhere to be.
Hey, so you guys aren't doing the Hooters bet. Textline wants to know if
no,
you guys.
I don't even know nothing about Hooters.
No.
I just came out of nowhere. Are you guys doing a Hooters bet?
No, I don't.
On the show,
if
the Bengals miss the playoffs, Drew has to wear that Hooters outfit. If they make the playoffs, Cody and I have to wear it.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I'm taking off that day. I don't care what's happening
in
the schedule.
You want in?
I'll tell you right now. If you want to see the happiest Alex Cole's ever been in his entire life, more than
ship are you running here, Cody?
More than when he got the Caitlin Clark card. If Kansas beats Missouri on Saturday and the Cincinnati Bengals lose to the Cleveland Browns on Sunday,
it's not even KU winning.
Alex is going to come in here clicking his heels. He's going to be the happiest man on the planet.
I'm not going to be here on Monday if they lose. I'm dead serious.
He said he already scheduled.
Drew's going to be passing out Blue Chew on the corner just to get Carrington to get into work. That's going to happen.
What's happened in the last 2 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, I was just talking.
No, not you. These two individuals here. Now he's out here pushing Blue Chew.
Drew is. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Chew it and do it. See that?
Okay. I'm with you. Chew it and do it. After that, you know what? You should go to Heartland Men's Health with area locations. You should go check them out.
It's going to keep throwing in different things.
Should we just all see how many people we have?
Are you going to watch the game at the other place with five area locations?
Which, I will not be there.
Okay. If you want
it's a great spot,
if you want me to set it up, I can set it up for you.
I will not. I will not be there, but I am going
to
watch it at
Gates?
A bar.
You tell me where you want to go.
I will be watching it at a bar. But
are you going to bet on FanDuel?
I will actually.
Okay. All right, just make it to it.
I'll drive the Ford F-150.
I'm on the Missouri side. I can use that underdog this today.
Oh, that's
on
a good
my
one.
Couch what watching we, the Chiefs tonight.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay, well,
you know, I'm not when you're watching the game, FanDuel. Make sure you have Daisy Dip, okay? I want to make sure that you have some.
I mean, company man, you know?
That's. If there's one thing I've been known for, it's I'm always pushing for the company.
This is now an above board show, you know? Maybe not for a while, but we are now. We follow the rules.
How long did that take?
5 years and 3 months.
Yeah, 5 years.
Just making sure.
Honestly, it's out of nowhere. Nothing happened.
Just making sure.
Recorded it.
I wasn't
sure. Just decided we wanted to follow the rules.
I was
going to
give you a chance, but if you don't want it, you know, to talk about the doc, if you want to plug it.
You know what? I'd like to come back in a different setting just for a more prolonged period of time and really talk to you about the process.
Prolonged?
Really
you've been in
really
for 23
wish,
minutes?
I really wish that
How
you
much
could
time
have been a part
want?
Of it. You know, I just wanted people who were passionate KU fans to just on camera tell us why they hate Missouri. And when you declined, I really started to question if this was even real to you. Like, I was starting to question how much this rivalry meant to you. It means a lot to me, you know? I think that Kansas City is very important in the rivalry between Missouri and Kansas just because of where we live and the city's demographics. And, you know, I wanted a sports talk radio expert to come on. And when someone who I considered a friend, I consider Alex a friend. We've had plenty of conversations on and off the air.
When
he just looked at me and said, no, I don't want to be in your documentary, it did hurt a little bit.
Yeah. It hurt when you said you had free tickets for me and never sent it to me. Still waiting. Thank you, CDOT, for coming in.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Have fun at the game tomorrow.
Cody, I see why
you had so much. Stay off the Kiss Cam. Be careful this weekend.
Cody, I see why you've had so many back issues carrying the show for years. It's a Michael Porter back. You got a back like Tracy McGrady.
We had, by the way,
for this whole family now.
Greg Oden back.
For full disclosure, we had a schedule CDOT through Rob. That's where we're at these days. Carrington has an assistant. We have to go through Rob in order to talk to Carrington.
No,
I think Rob's carrying a lot of the load there.
I at least want to clarify.
What?
During the football season, Rob and I just have it. Rob, if anybody needs me to do something, just coordinate it with you because you booked the interview. So you know, all right, hey, you got to record with this person at this time. It's just easier for me. It's easier for Rob. We don't have a miscommunication. I just tell anybody, if you want me to do something during the football season, just ask Rob. That's it. So don't make it seem like, oh, I'm no.
You can't schedule your own stuff.
He's my producer. He produces my life.
You're not your secretary.
He produces my life. Yeah, he produces.
He wants someone to load the dishwasher.
He produces my life.
I tell anybody this.
If you want me to do something during football season, just ask Rob.
Hey, Alex and Cody, tonight, while we're watching the Chiefs game, can you guys come over and help me, like, you know, Swiffer the floor and clean my dishes a little bit with me while I make some food or something?
My goodness. That was actually why I didn't go on your doc. You forgot to talk to Drew. He schedules my documentary appearances.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. No, that makes sense. I get it.
Easy mistake.
All right,
that's CDOT.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
At 2 o'clock to the drive with CDOT and Rob. Up next, we will get to what's trending. We'll give more of our predictions for tonight's game. Final thoughts, Chiefs Chargers next year on Cody.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Gold. We'll get to our MVP, Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year bets. Final thoughts tonight in just a second. I know we're not going to do an official what's trending, but if you missed it, the kind of the story out of Brazil today is just to keep an eye on Mekhi Becton, the guard for the Chargers who popped up on the injury report. He's now questionable with an illness, so I know we still got hours till kickoff, but definitely will be a story inside of 90 minutes or so when the actives and inactive list comes out for both teams. If you're following us on social media, you can see our station account with our Chiefs Radio Network guys on the ground in Sao Paulo, Brazil. You can see some of the field conditions. We won't know until they're actually like running on the field visually from right there on the field. Yeah, it looks great, but we won't know until they're actually, you know, their cleats are in the ground and
until they start running around on it a little. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to just tell you I'm not worried in any conceivable way, but yeah, I'm a little worried. I think it's fair to be a little bit worried. The field conditions in Brazil last year were pretty bad. The Chiefs had an entire game in Mexico City canceled over field conditions before. We've seen other moments in which it's become an issue. So we'll see which version of it they get. I hope it's in pretty good shape. But yeah, the Mekhi Becton thing it's worth noting that he was a last-minute pop-up because of an illness. And at the very least, I think you and I both know that sometimes those illnesses gold. Even if you get on the field, you just don't play the same. Same energy, same strength. Like, those things are easier said than done. They can pump you full, but, you know, it's just kind of a little bit different.
Don't forget, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's get into some of our year-long futures, and then we'll get final thoughts on Chiefs-Chargers tonight. Start with MVP and how you guys see that market and the path. I mentioned Lamar Jackson is the favorite right now to win MVP. A lot of people thought he should have been MVP last year. That's part of it. He also, of course, is as dynamic as anybody in the sport.
He had a tremendous year.
How do you view the MVP market this year?
So I am going to predict Mahomes wins it.
Okay.
For the same reasons that we just mentioned before, I think he is going to have a little bit of the narrative on his side of things. Because it's been long enough since he won it, it's not like Andy Reid and Coach of the Year. That is still an award that Patrick Mahomes can win. Same rules apply. You and I both know this. Better be winning your division. Mm-hmm. Better be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Better, like, that version of it, that kind of makes me interesting. I could see it maybe being Jordan Love if the Packers were, like, the one seed is, like, a long shot. I think Mahomes is going to win it. If you made me go outside of there, I'd just go to the same three guys, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. You know, but, you know, whichever. I think the Ravens are winning the division, so I wouldn't bet Burrow. But right. That version of it would probably be my next two choices.
Right. So, look, I do think Mahomes is going to be able to have a statistical season that puts him in play for this. Josh Allen, I would stay away from 5-1. It's happened before, but it's very rare to win back-to-back MVP.
I mean, they just robbed Lamar. Yeah, like, yeah. I still think could have won it last year.
It's very difficult. It obviously has happened in the last 15 years, in the last 10 years. But usually you shy away from repeat winners. Yes, you have to win your division. So we did our picks earlier. That means that takes Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, you know, out of the conversation for me based on division. I told you my long shot play is Baker at 27-1. That's not like my first choice.
I still that though. A lot of weapons.
For MVP, I don't think you should only have one bet. But if for the sake of this conversation, one guy, I also will go with Mahomes. But I have a sprinkle on Baker at 27-1. And I also do think it's worth keeping an eye on C.J. Stroud, just because if that offensive line gets better in a bounce-back campaign, can he get you there? I don't think he has enough weapons with the injuries in the wide receiver room.
Nico's great, though. Nico's one of the underrated wide receivers, one of the better wide receivers in the NFL. That's why I said Love. Is that if they win 13 games, 14 games on the NFC side, he can put up enough counting stats that they'll want to consider him. Some years, the MVP is won by the guy who gets 31 touchdowns, 4,300 yards, and limits the interception. Some years, it's won by somebody who has 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. It's just hard to predict which year it is.
The voters would have to go against basically their thought process for years. Like, if it'd almost have to be pure sympathy again in back-to-back years. If Burrow won it and didn't win the division and he puts up the insane numbers again,
even close to winning.
But if they were a playoff team.
So if the other two quarterbacks were more mediocre, maybe Burrow would have a chance. But the other two quarterbacks are just as good.
Who would your MVP bet be, Drew, for the season?
I would bet Joe Burrow just because I think the offense is so loaded that if he has the same sort of season, I mean, he had a better season all around from a statistical standpoint, which we know that award is, than Josh Allen. The same with Lamar Jackson. That's why I thought Lamar should have won it last year. But I think Joe Burrow, if they get in the playoffs, I think it'll be because of Joe Burrow and that offense. So I have the Ravens winning the division, but I think they have a similar type of record where maybe this is a If the defense is as bad as they are and he's still that good, then I think that that might be some sort of an outlier. I would bet Joe Burrow, but Lamar would be my next one.
Had to put a massive numbers twice.
What about coach of the year? So last year, for those that remember, it was Kevin O'Connell. The year before, it was Stefanski. The year before that, it was Brian Daboll. How do we view coach of the year? I'll give you the odds just so people listening know kind of some of the names at the top of the coach of the year market. Ben Johnson is the favorite this year.
Make the playoffs.
Plus 650. Vrabel plus 750. Liam Cohen 10-1. Aaron Glenn 11-1. Pete Carroll 14-1. Also Mike McDonald, Gannon, and Canales in that same 14-1 category. We all know how the coach of the year award works. Number one, you got to win a bunch of games. Number two, you got to overachieve. Number three, you can't
be Andy Reid.
If you are, I mean, more than that, like repeat winners again do not happen for coach of the year. So go ahead and cross off Sean McVay, John Harbaugh, Brian Daboll, Kevin Stefanski, Kevin O'Connell. Go ahead.
He's already won it twice.
And I know, but like it's just not happening. Expectations, you mentioned it. Like Andy Reid cannot win the award. Kyle Shanahan, I think there's an outside chance, but usually
no. The Stafford part of the storyline helps him a little because people are maybe a little down on him, but like, I don't think
Nick Sirianni cannot win Coach of the Year this year.
No.
So what I'm saying is you can narrow this down ultimately. I mentioned a name to you guys yesterday briefly. Brian Schottenheimer. If you think they overachieve, and overachieving for him is only getting to 10 or 11 wins. If it gets to 10 wins, he's in play at 30-1. I don't hate it as a flyer pick, but my final bet on this would be actually somebody that we were doing our coaching, rankings on and everything as
Kevin
well.
Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell, it's a tough thing for him to win this year as well. Kevin O'Connell won it last year, not going back to back.
Yeah, it's true. I think so. Who were you saying was your pick?
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans. I know it's one of the bigger favorites for a reason, but I went back to what we did our divisional picks on. I predicted that in the playoffs that the number 7 seed in the AFC side was the Tennessee Titans. And if I think Cam Ward and those guys are going to do it. So like I like Vrabel because I also had the Patriots in there as well, right? So they would be on my list a little bit. So Vrabel would be the favorite guy I would choose. But if you made me choose a long shot, like you're talking 30-1, why not Callahan? If the Titans make the playoffs, goal, that is far exceeding any expectation anybody has for them. All they have to do is physically make the playoffs, make Cam Ward look semi-decent. And for a guy who's got the same odds as like the people who can't win the award, Dan Campbell, Harbaugh, Sirianni, Reed, the guys who are so far down the list, they have no chance. Why wouldn't I? If I think they got a chance to make the playoffs, put a sprinkle in on that. So Vrabel would be the first one because I think the Patriots are making the playoffs. And then I'd probably just go down to the Titans head coach, Callahan, for the second. Like,
okay.
Let's throw a flyer on it. Pick.
Drew?
Based on my playoff picks, I feel like Liam Cohen or Dave Canales would be my choice because I think the Carolina Panthers make it and the Jags make it. Maybe Canales, just because I would say the Panthers are probably less likely.
He's a long shot, too.
Then Liam Cohen, I think he said 14-1 on the odds. Gold, which is with that group of people who are towards the bottom half. So I'll say Canales is a good long shot. I would take Liam Cohen, I think, actually. Because if Canales is more of a dark horse, but if I had to, I have more confidence that the Jaguars, I think, will make the playoffs than the Panthers. So I'll say Liam Cohen. I think it was 8-1. So in that same,
I mean, they'd love to vote for the Golden Boy, I'll say. Like, if Trevor Lawrence looks a lot better than he has gold and they're a playoff team out of nowhere, Cohen will have a pretty good chance.
What are the trends with the division? So is the division winner trend not the same as with the MVP with Coach of the Year? Like, because it's an overachieving thing, right? Like, if the Patriots make it, they're not going to win the division. Vrabel's in play to win it. He doesn't have to win the division for him to
ultimately be Coach of the Year, you can be the 7th seed. It's just, it's expectation versus reality. If people think you're a 2-win team and you win 9-10 games, congratulations on Coach of the Year. If they think you're a 5-win team and you win 10, I mean, you got a really good
shot. It's basically a most improved team award.
Pretty much. It's the lowest expectations and the highest way you end up. So, like, that's why I'm saying I like the Titans bet or
Schottenheimer, whatever.
Usually the favorite doesn't win Coach of the Year is the tricky thing. But like, Ben Johnson, like, I think they're a wild card team. Yeah. That might be good enough for him to win it, actually. It's just, typically, the Coach of the Year market shifts so much. Like, it's even more volatile than MVP. Mm-hmm. It's just very interesting. I actually love betting on Coach of the Year. All right.
Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year. We know there's only one quarterback to really worry about. Jackson Dart's not going to play enough, I don't believe, to be in the running for this. So that means it's maybe a little more wide open. But Cam Ward doesn't have to do a whole lot to win this because he is a quarterback.
For the same reason I mentioned Callahan, if you're making me pick the Rookie of the Year, I think it's Cam Ward. If you made me choose outside of that, I would say Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is going to get to play an offensive position, easier to win Rookie of the Year anyway. And if he has 930 yards but also managed to pick the ball off three times, even though it has nothing to do with playing offense. And I think you agree with this, Gil. We've talked about this. They're just going to want to kind of vote for him because he played both.
Yes, I think that is something that's going to be in the mind of everybody. Even though we are talking about the offensive rookie of the year, they're going to give him the benefit of the defensive stuff for offense. That's why it's a good play on Hunter if you're worried about that 12-1. Gentee's the favorite. Cam Ward's the second best odds at +290. Amari and Hampton running back tonight. If he has a huge showcase against the Chiefs on YouTube,
he'll go up or
7.5-1 will become 2-1 or something. I'm going to go with chalk here, though. You know, I think Ashton Gentee is going to have 1,200 yards, and I believe if he has 1,200 yards, unless Cam Ward is pretty good, then that's my play. There's a bunch of guys you can actually go with for this market. I think it is wide open. So I know we're asking for one name, so I'll give you one name as Gentee, but with the acknowledgement that I would sprinkle some money on Travis Hunter at 12-1. I also think Tet McMillan and the rapport there with Bryce Young looks good in preseason at 12-1. I don't hate it.
Drew, rookie of the year. We'll talk some Chiefs.
I will say Cam Ward as well if I had to pick somebody, but I think Trevion Henderson might be a sneaky name to watch just for the same reason that you guys are saying. Just event, like he's going to split carries with Ramondre Stevenson.
I know, and then eventually
I think he might just take over because he's that good. So Trevion Henderson maybe is some money, a guy to throw some money on.
He's 14-1. That's a look at the awards market heading into week one of the NFL season. All right, let's talk Chiefs. Chiefs, Chargers, 7 o'clock kickoff from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Pre-game coverage begins at 4 right here on 96.5 The Fan with the Chiefs Radio Network. We mentioned some of the storylines. We all know them heading into this game, right? Everybody wants to see what Josh Simmons looks like. Everybody wants to see if the deep passing game is there and everything. But in general, where's your confidence at going up against a Chargers team that did win 11 games last year? They are missing Rashawn Slater, but it's year two for Harbaugh.
I think that it's been underplayed, what I mentioned earlier in the show. They did not beat anyone of consequence besides the Denver Broncos last year. So you're like, wow, they really made a nice turnaround under year one of Harbaugh, which is something he's historically very good at. I don't love their offensive weapons outside of Ladd McConkey and maybe Amari and Hampton. I'd like to see him play a snap before I make a decision on that, because I remember the hype of guys like Najee Harris, who's also on their roster as a rookie running back going into this thing. I don't think their defensive line is particularly strong. So, like, I just think the Chiefs are the better team. It's a neutral site game. I think the Chiefs are the better team. It's a divisional game, so I don't expect to be a blowout or anything tonight. But I think the Chiefs win. I think that they're maybe not comfortably, but they, like, the better team will come out ahead in the end. I fear the normal stuff. The Chiefs won't be able to stop the run, and Hampton will run all over them. Or their new-look defensive backfield, they'll just figure out a way to move Ladd McConkey around and put him on a guy who can't cover him. Because if he's on any corner besides, really, Trent McDuffie, I'm worried about the coverage of Ladd McConkey. So, well, like, that part of it scares me, but I like the Chiefs to win.
And the Chargers are familiar with Christian Fulton, right? He came over, you know, so they're familiar. They're familiar with Tillery as well. So there's a couple of pieces that they know well. I am confident in this game because of the layoff, number one. We all know this, week one openers. Yes, Jim Harbaugh is 5-0 straight up and all this in week one games across the tenure of his NFL career. But Andy Reid's like 8-2 or something like that in season openers as a head coach, as a head coach of the Chiefs.
Right, or whatever it was.
8-2, 10-2. I don't know.
How many years have you been the head coach? Well, it's 2025. He took over the job. And I think it's 10-2.
Is it 10-2?
Yeah, I think it's 10-2.
Point being, he also performs well in these showcases. Andy, 8-4 against the spread, 10-2 straight up. There you go. In season openers. So I think they're no question about being prepared. No question about that. They've gone through these international games enough. This is not going to throw them off, even if it was a 12-hour flight.
It's there weird to open a season, though, I'll say.
Yeah, but like, shouldn't that be less of a problem? Because you're not, everybody should not be worn down. Everybody's healthy other than Jalen Royals, basically, heading into this game. He didn't make the trip, as we know. I think we have to understand it's week one. I'm sure on Monday there will be something, even in a winning effort, where like, oh man, I'm concerned. Maybe they give up 100 yards on the ground to Hampton or something and they still win.
Maybe
like,
the secondary looks
whatever
weak.
It may be. It's not going to be a perfect game. I'm so excited for the offense because I am convinced that
even without Rashid tonight?
I am. I'm still very, because they're better positioned still than they were for 95% of last year, even without Rice. Yeah, we'll all be excited by week 8 and 7 when hopefully, if Brown is still healthy, they have everybody. But Kelsey, you know, final year most likely, slimmed down, wants to prove people wrong that said he's done. You got Isaiah Pacheco out here talking about the revenge tour. He's fully healthy for the first time in a couple years. Hollywood Brown is healthy in week one for the first time in a Chiefs uniform. Xavier Worthy's no longer a rookie. He had a lot of momentum at the end of last season. Josh Simmons, as I said, I think they have their left tackle of the future. He can give Mahomes the confidence he needs to take some time, to take some shots down the field. Plus, I just know that Andy Reid, in terms of formations and scheme, you give him in a whole offseason, there will be some stuff the Chargers have just not seen, because nobody has seen the Chiefs with the grouping of, you know, Brown heading into week one with this offense altogether. I understand in the postseason Brown was available, but nobody has really seen Worthy, Brown, and a Kelce at hopefully a healthy level in a game. There's not a ton of film of that out there.
I will say Xavier Worthy is probably in the top five players I'm most interested to see what they do this year. Players. Simmons is obviously at the top of most people's list for the obvious reasons. These are Xavier Worthy's last like five or six games as a Chief. 8 for 157 and 2 in the Super Bowl. We understand that was kind of in a blowout. Though against Buffalo, 6 for 85 in a touchdown, 5 for 45 against Houston in a game that they didn't even need him that much, 8 for 79 in a score in the last regular season game against Pittsburgh, 7 for 65 in a touchdown against Houston. Like, he was acting like a number one wide receiver for the whole last 7-8 games of the year for Kansas City. So, like, I assume they'll lean on him quite a bit. But, like, Xavier Worthy is one of those players that if he gets better, like players do in year two, if there's more there, well, then their wide receiver duo, once Rashee Rice gets back, could be dangerous. Really dangerous.
All right, who are your touchdown plays tonight? Obviously, from betting angle, I think our social media channel will have some of our bets on there as well. I've told you all show I like Pacheco quite a bit tonight. I think he's going to have a great game. I like Pacheco to find the end zone plus 190. I think there's a chance he finds it twice at 13-1. Juju Smith-Schuster, I believe, over his 18.5 receiving yards, because I think this early in the year they will lean on the vet a little bit, and then maybe by week five he's just not going to play as much.
Sure.
Even while Rice is out. But tonight, it wouldn't surprise me if 3 catches, 45 yards, 35 yards, something like that for Juju.
Kelce's over 15.5.
You like it?
Well, first off, he averages 68 yards a game against the Chargers in his career in 2 games last year. Travis Kelce had a bad year last year, right? By his standard.
Yep.
Not by almost any other tight end standards. In one of the games, he had 97 yards against them, and in the other one, he was still over that total that I just mentioned at 50.5. So Travis over 15.5 yards was minus 108 as of this morning when I looked at it. So that's pretty high on my list. I also happen to have a bet on Xavier Worthy first touchdown. I think Worthy's getting in the end zone.
He's going
to
get a touchdown.
They like
tonight.
Using him in and around.
He had a receiving touchdown in 46% of their games, including the postseason last year. Plus, you know, he has a chance to get one on the ground as well. So yeah, I kind of like.
Kind of like Worthy to get in the end zone. You don't have to bet it for a first touchdown, but I do like it. Yeah,
Drew, you got any bet or just player you think's in for a big night?
There's one that I like in particular. So Cody, you just mentioned Xavier Worthy and the numbers that he had. His over-under is 5.5 receptions, plus 125 to go over. I think that's great because no Rashee Rice. I think he's going to be utilized a lot in this game.
Five of his last 6 games last year.
It feels like him continuing to grow as a wide receiver that we see in this system, and you have Rashee Rice out, I think for plus 125, that's great value for over 5.5 receptions for Xavier Worthy today.
It's so crazy. He did that 0 times. All the way through week 13, and then he did it six games he played at the end of the year. But that's also when he had more time to develop into the type of receiver they needed him to be. He's a huge reason. We undersell. He's a huge reason why they're able to even get to the Super Bowl, considering some of the issues they had at play. Like, him emerging is what allows you to, like, help score enough points against Buffalo to get to where you need to go. He was massive in that game. Another high-scoring game. Hold the Bills.
I saw our guy, Josh Klingler, who, of course, will be on the sideline tonight. He was tweeting out some photos of the field. He also was in the pro shop at the stadium in Brazil. Did you see? He said, oh, no, not trying to cause a stir, but what do they know at the NFL shop? I guess there is a Chiefs shirt that has the Chiefs logo, says Chiefs, it just says Kansas.
Oh, man. Not Kansas City.
Boy, oh, boy.
Just says Kansas?
It just says Kansas. I'm sure that won't upset
anybody. Did Mark Donovan tell him where the stadium's going to go?
It just says Kansas on it, all right? That's all I'm saying. Kling, you can go to his Twitter account, at Josh Klingler.
That shirt's ugly.
It is an ugly shirt.
That is a hideous shirt. Really, can we agree on that?
I haven't seen it. I'll have to look at it.
It is kind of an ugly shirt.
I was kind of bummed that Mahomes was in the yellow Chiefs shirt during the press conference.
I didn't see that yesterday. All right, what's the score tonight? I think it is going to be high scoring. I think Herbert's going to put up some good numbers. I think the Chiefs offense will be legit tonight. I told you some of the concerns we had, but certain areas to me will also benefit them on the Chargers defensive side that I'm not as concerned about in the past. There's no Bosa there anymore, stuff like that. Earlier today, I think the score I gave to Kramer was 28-24. I'll stick with that. That means the Chiefs cover the three. I think that's also well over the total as well. So 28-24 Chiefs.
I have them at 30-24. It'll probably just as likely be 17-14 at the end of the thing. I understand the Chargers had one of the better defenses in the NFL. So did the Eagles last night, and points were scored. So 30-24 Chiefs.
Chiefs 27, Chargers 17.
Oh, you think they're handling them pretty good?
I think the Chiefs handle this one pretty easily. Yep.
Okay.
10-point win.
That is, I mean, that's in the NFL, that's practically a blowout.
Final prediction.
They're going to come out swinging. I really hope that Andy gets the coin toss. They come out and take the ball. They take a deep shot on the first play, and they are humming.
Are you going to be on our show Monday?
Yes, I will be.
Drew has said,
I think they're beating Cleveland.
Drew has said, if Cincy loses...
They've won the last three, so let's help really keep the stretch.
Drew said, if Cincy loses to Cleveland, he will not come to work on Monday.
I wouldn't blame him.
I'll tell you, if they lose, I will drive out to the Legends, and I will knock on your apartment door, and I will throw you into the truck.
Demand you
And you will come to work on Monday for everybody's entertainment. All right, hope you guys have a great night. Chiefs football is back. Feels good. Up next, C-Dot and Rob on the drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.